This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Zoe and Ed. Next, we have a game about bands with names so short, getting them tattooed on your neck won't even hurt. Yeah, unlike my Ladysmith Black Bombazo tattoo. Let's check in with our contestants. Zoe, so you're also a teacher's assistant at a kindergarten.
This past year I was, yes.
Okay, so what kind of problem solving are you doing with children of that age?
Oh boy, well, they're in a stage where they're learning a lot, and one of the things that we had to teach them is don't go poop in the sink. I had a student come into the classroom, and he said, I went poop in the sink. Not knowing what to do, I just said, okay, show me. So we walked to the bathroom, and yeah, there it was. And the rest of the day I spent puzzling, how did he get up there to do that?
How did he get up there?
How did he do it? It's a tall sink.
Right, right. Okay, very good. Ed, you were part of a fraternity in college, and you were in charge of feeding everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Full time.
How many people are you feeding?
On a slow day, there's only us in the house. It's like 25. On the roughest day, it was like 150 people.
So what are you making?
The biggest meal I ever made was 100 pounds of General Tso's chicken, which was like, it was like a point of pride because we made our own sauce and own lo mein and all that. And yeah.
Confections, any desserts?
Bourbon pound cake is the number one dessert.
Yeah, so sounds about right.
That's been requested a lot.
How many bottles of bourbon go into a pound cake for 150 people?
Two bottles and then a third for the kitchen staff to keep them complacent.
Yeah, just to keep cooking. So this is a music parody game called Literal One Named Bands. Ed, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Zoe, you need to win this, or at the next concert you go to, you have to stand beside the girl who sings with her eyes closed. That's you?
That's me. That's you. Often, okay. Often me.
All right, well, you get to stand beside yourself, which is kind of odd and wonderful.
In this game, every answer is a band whose name is just one word. Ring in and name the band that most famously performed the song that I'm singing. We have changed the lyrics of each song to be about the literal definition of each band's name. For example, if I sang Smells Like Teen Spirit with lyrics changed to be about a transcendent state in Buddhism, you would answer Nirvana. Get it?
Got it.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. My baby just up and dumped me because I've been rejected by this whole damn town. I'm an outsider, I am a pariah, I will never live this down. Ed.
Outcast.
Outcast is correct, that's Hey Ya. So many mistakes here, just remove these. Use the tip of your pen. So please. You guys are both making faces like you ate something
bad.
I know.
Oh, Zoe.
You talked about pencils, so I'm just going to go ahead and say lead.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Yeah,
that's a good guess.
Ed, can you steal?
Is it erasure?
Yeah.
It is erasure. That's correct.
Yep.
Tonight, we will play. We'll feel joyful and delighted. We're so excited. We say yay.
Oh, Zoe wanted to
Zoe
ring in
for that. Zoe was very excited. But it's Ed's buzzer. Ed, do you know the answer?
Fun?
Fun, fun. Is correct, yeah.
Zoe, you love that song?
I've seen them live also, so I felt like I had to get that one, or else they're going to hate me, and I'm sorry, fun.
I don't think they listen to this show, so I think you're in it for it.
A girl can dream.
You can hate me for stealing that one.
Do you like car commercials?
See, that's like the new...
That's the new
like,
fun? I don't
like
know their old stuff?
Fair enough.
The old... Really?
The old fun was better.
You know what?
Controversial
that
opinion.
That is kind of the slogan of my entire life.
Tell me about it. Here we go. Sundays with you, we're working on the crossword stuck on a clue. Three letters for inspiration out of the blue. both get it and we say this out loud. Zoe.
Aha.
Aha, that's right. Yo, antique lovers at the road show. Got some jewelry to show you, and it might be worth some dough. It's a necklace, an oval, and a portrait, too, that's been carved upon a background that's a different hue.
The song is Word Up. The name of the band also refers to an actor making a guest appearance. Zoe.
Cameo.
Yeah, Cameo.
They got a bicameral thing, making laws in the UK. House of Lords and House of Commons have their say. They're in the know. The Queen is just for show. Oh, they're in the know. The Queen is just for show. Ed?
Parliament?
Parliament, that's right. A pit trencher abyss, like the middle part of a reef, a gap or a fist, or a cavity in your teeth. This is a hollow place, a hollow place. There's nothing here. This is an empty space. There's nothing here.
Ed.
Hole?
Yeah.
This is your last clue. Need water. This desert's only getting hotter. But don't be distraught. There's a fertile spot. Zoe.
Oasis.
Oasis, that's right.
All right, well done, both of you. Ed won that game, which means, Ed, you are going to our final round.